Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to go on a picnic, do the rumba, get close, have some rays of sunshine, and be a bee. Last week, June 18th, was National Picnic Day. Now, I don't know why whoever organized National Picnic Day wouldn't have designated that it be celebrated on something like the second or third Saturday or Sunday in June, since this year, June 18th, was on a Tuesday, and not a whole lot of people have picnics on Tuesdays. There's also a National Picnic Day on April 23rd, the day after Earth Day, and that falls on a weekday most years, too. Well, we're going to go on a musical picnic, and it doesn't matter what day you do that. Here's Billy Costello.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Every teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees, when nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please, 'cause that's the way the teddy bears have their picnic.
Take the time for teddy bears. This set of boy, young set of kid. Watch them, catch them, catch them unaware. It's me, you hear me, folks, it's Popeye. Boy, am I dying to get to Africa. Yes, sir, when I meet you kids for a time, we'll have. Yes, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, as Jimmy Durant says. Yes, sir. We'll take them home to bed. You son of kids, we'll take them home to bed. Because they're tired of the teddy bears.
If you go down in the woods today, you'd better not go alone. It's lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever was there will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
Look at the ducks. What a funny little duck that thing is. Oh, shut up, you old thing.
Because it's the teddy bear.
Around the Mulberry Bush, early in the morning, the farmer in the dell, high over the dell. farmer, yo, the farmer in the dell. Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posy. Ashes, ashes, all squat down. Soon they started playing, Willie got a knife. Yelled at Freckle Freddy, money or your life. Freddy got excited, reached for Willie's head. Fell right in the stream because Willie wasn't there. And she took her false teeth out, sat right down, she was awfully shocked. Then jumped up and gave a yell, they bid her where I must not tell. Then the gang go out with laughter, as long as she turned away. Yet she ate her supper standing on a Susie's picnic day. Is that all right?
There you had two rather different versions of John W. Bratton's composition, The Teddy Bear's Picnic. The first was by Billy Costello, the original voice of Popeye the Sailor. William Costello was born February 2, 1898, in Rhode Island and appeared in vaudeville under the name Red Pepper Sam. Actually, Costello didn't come up with that raspy voice for Popeye. He had been using it for the character Gus the Gorilla on the Betty Boop radio show, and Max Fleischer thought it would work for the studio's new character, Popeye, and sure enough, he was right. But Costello voiced Popeye for just 2 years, from 1933 to 35, in 26 cartoons, before being abruptly fired for making outrageous salary demands. He was replaced by Jack Mercer, who was Popeye's voice for more than 40 years. Costello continued to use the Popeye voice in Europe, making this and some other records, until returning to the U.S. at the start of World War II. His singing career quickly diminished, and from 1959 until his death on October 9, 1971, he managed a trailer park in San Jose, California. The other version of Teddy Bear's Picnic you heard was from September 14, 1908, and was performed by Arthur Pryor's band. That was one side of Victor's first two-sided record in a regular series. John W. Bratton was a rather prolific composer who also penned The Gay Golf Girl, Somebody's Been Around Here Since I've Been Gone, and I'm on the Water Wagon Now. I guess he was fond of teddy bears since he also wrote Frolic of the Teddy Bears. In between the teddy bears' picnics, it was the Duncan sisters, Rosetta, best known for I Got a Coded by Doze, and Vivian, who played ukulele on that April 4, 1924 recording of Aunt Susie's Picnic Day, made in Chicago. The sisters had recorded it the previous November in New York, but those four takes were all rejected. The piano accompanist was Edna Fisher, and Rosetta and Vivian's younger brother Harold is credited as composer, along with Edward S. Brooks. Harold Duncan also wrote Don't Worry, Mom, but I couldn't find any other songs written by Brooks. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. The first record in this next set is by a group we haven't played on the show before, and is courtesy of longtime faithful listener James in Iowa, who sent it in last week with a brief note which said, "Here's a lively little number." Indeed it is, James. It's all about the rumba. Not Roomba the robotic vacuum cleaner, but Roomba the dance.
Para sentir ansia de gozar cuando resuena un bongo que tanto alegra el corazón. Solo ardiente sangre hay que tener y bella ilusión hay que llevar. Venga ritmo sabrosón, vamos todos a escuchar de la rumba blanca su zona. De Greco a la espuma del mar tropical.
Rumba blanca,
fue tu luz de calumbro, mi alma que se dicha ayer.
Lleva siempre
los recuerdos de verdes palmares y mi cielo azul.
Rumba blanca,
cuánto quiero a mi Cuba bella volver a ver. Ay, mamá. Tinki, 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 ay, mamá.
Lleva siempre
los recuerdos de verdes palmares que me quería dar flor.
Rumba blanca,
cuánto quiero a mi Cuba, bella volver a
wide awake or in my slumber, there's a spooky melody. That rhythm is just like some evil spirit. I hear it in every major and minor key, tormenting me. Music haunts me, that rhythm taunts me. I close my eardrums, but Lordy, here comes that tune. The ghost of the rumba. least expect it. It's resurrected. You can't make merry. You just can't bury that tune. The ghost of the rumba. It's weird, and I hear it everywhere. Gee, it's getting in my hair. Played in every shape. Guess there's no escape. When I reach heaven, I'll bet you 7-1 they're humming while harps keep strumming that tune. The ghost of the rumba.
Saxophonist Nye Mayhew, who was a member of Paul Whiteman's orchestra and made a number of records with that group in late 1927 and early 28, They're leading his own Westchester Biltmore Orchestra on Carioca from Vocalion 78, made January 19th, 1934. Nymehew was also part of a vocal quartet with Hal Kemp, Skinny Ennis, and Saxe Dowell that sang with the Dorsey Brothers Concert Orchestra in 1928. Carioca was composed by Vincent Eumanns, and there are words which were written by Edward Eliscu and Gus Kahn for the 1933 film Flying Down to Rio, which contained Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers' first screen dance together. The word carioca refers to inhabitants of Rio de Janeiro. Before Nymehew, it was Lud Gluskin and his orchestra with Ghost of the Rumba from December 26, 1935. Pianist V. Lawnhurst wrote the music, and the Tot Seymour lyrics were not so much sung as recited and yelled by Chester Stratton. We started that rumba set with the Lacona Cuban Boys and Rumba Blanca from 1937. The vocalist was Alberto Rabagliati. The Lacona Cuban Boys was founded in 1931 by Ernesto Lacona as Orquesta Encanto. In 1934, pianist Armando Arefice, who wrote Rumba Blanca, by the way, took over direction of the band, and the name was changed to Lacona Cuban Boys. Orefice, who was born in Havana on June 5, 1911, left the band after World War II and started his own group, the Havana Cuban Boys, which lasted into the 1980s. The Lacona Cuban Boys continued to tour all over the world, retiring in 1975. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. I wasn't awake to see it, but this morning at 4:32 Pacific time was the supermoon of 2013, appearing 14% larger and 30% brighter than a regular full moon because of perigee, that point in its orbit where it's closest to Earth, in this case 221,824 miles. So to celebrate the perigee moon, we're going to get a little bit closer, beginning with Tiny Parham. Thank you.
to me. That's the way I long to hear you say you'll be. I'd like to lock you in my heart, dear, and then lose the key. Just a little closer when you hold my hand. Just a little word to make me know that you understand. I know you're mine, but still I want you. Just a little.
Golden is orchestra with vocal by Irving Kaufman and Close to My Heart from A Perfect 78 waxed October 15th, 1930. Before that, it was Ruth Etting with Just a Little Closer from September 18th, 1930. Just a Little Closer was written by Howard Johnson and Joseph Meyer. We started off that Perigee set with a terrific record by Tiny Parham in his 45, including Kid Ory on trombone, A Little Bit Closer. That Paramount 78 was made in Chicago in December of 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. I got a nice email last week from another longtime faithful listener, Dan, who suggested a set of songs about rays, as in Ray of Sunshine, Ray of Hope, and so on. Well, I didn't find any rays of hope, and I would have thought I could find more rays of sunshine, but here are a couple.
Thank you.
Ray Miller's Black and White Melody Boys, May 12, 1922, and you're just like a ray of sunshine. I wish I had a nickel for every time someone said that to me. You actually got three tunes on that Columbia record, which introduced Every Little Miss and Sittin' Pretty. All three of those tunes were composed by Werner Jansson and are from the Broadway show Letty Pepper, which opened at the Vanderbilt Theater on April 10, 1922, but lasted less than a month with just 32 performances. Before that, it was George Olsen and his music and an acoustical recording made November 11, 1924, put away a little ray of golden sunshine for a rainy day. Good advice from Fred Allert, Sam M. Lewis, and Joe Young. We began that Ray set with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra and Rit Dit Ray. Denise, I hope you liked that little bit of scatting by Willie McWashington on that October 24, 1929 Victor recording.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 1930s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM, 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
There was a story in the online edition of the Wall Street Journal last week about an investment opportunity in human pollination as a result of the disappearance around the world of bees. It was actually a controversial fake story designed to raise awareness of the bee crisis. The website is beabeeinc.com. BEABEEINC.com. Doing our part to help raise awareness of the bee problem, here's Lud Gluskin once again. Thank you.
Thank you.
We had an acoustical record from George Olson last segment, but that recording of I'm Tellin' the Birds, I'm Tellin' the Bees, How I Love You was very much electrical, made November 6, 1926. The tune was composed by Cliff Friend, and the Lou Brown lyrics were sung there by the trio of Bob Borger, Bob Rice, and Fran Fry. Before that, it was the Indiana Syncopators with Bee's Knees, written by Ray Lopez and Ted Lewis. That early 1923 recording is on the rare LaBelle label. The LaBelle Phonograph Corporation was founded in 1919 by Max L. Goldberg, who ran a phonograph and record wholesale business. LaBelle's first releases were Columbia pressings, with custom labels just pasted over the original Columbia label, but later issues, including Bee's Knees, were pressed by the Fletcher Record Corporation using material recorded by the Olympic Disc Record Corporation. The LaBelle label lasted until 1923. We begin that B set with Lud Gluskin once again and Beeology, recorded by Polydor in Berlin, Germany in November or December of 1929. That tune doesn't really have anything to do with bees. It's titled Beeology because it was composed by Belgian composer, arranger, and multi-instrumentalist David Bee, who formed his own band called the Red Beans with Peter Paquet in 1926, touring Europe until disbanding in 1929. In the last segment, I played Put Away a Little Ray of Golden Sunshine for a Rainy Day by George Olson. I actually wanted to play the Edison recording of that song by the Top Notchers with the vocal by George Wilton Ballard, but it's nearly 5 minutes long and wouldn't have allowed me time to play this Edison record by the Atlantic Dance Orchestra, in this case a pseudonym for Harry Raderman, I believe. The song is titled Radio, and the vocalist is Arthur Hall. It's from July 3, 1924. I meant to include the entire 4-minute-plus record in last week's show dedicated to the Transom Story Workshop participants. I had the good fortune to be at the station this past Friday night for the listening party, and I hope you were listening online, but if not, I'll try to post the air check of the party and the 10 great stories that were produced. It was a pleasure meeting and hanging out with the group, and I wish them all the best.
Thank you. wonder today, we know. Everyone is talking and fooling with radio. It's a wireless telephone. I just bought one of my own. Now I sit at home alone and hear them dish the dirt. But all that I can hear is buzzing in my ear is sounds like wildcat hisses, but it's boys and misses making silly wishes, sending wireless kisses all night through. They do that same old story ever new, and it is true. A million girls and boys are making all that noise, for that means I love you. All that I can hear is buzzing in my ear is traveling men and females, lonesome wives and females, soon by dots and dashes, making wireless matches. All the world is filled with love tales by the score, and maybe more. But lovers far apart can finish what they start. Station L-O-V-E signing off. Good night.
I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.